Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Hegan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Clyde Wright. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting ninth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Al Fitzmaurice. And now, play ball. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Otis. May reaches second base with a double. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Briggs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Potek moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Potek moves to third. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garcia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford takes first base on ball four. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wolford. The throw from Porter and he is out, Garcia applying the tag. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive towards the mound. Wright reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. May hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Potek bunts towards third. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Potek moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Potek scores. Rojas moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wolford hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rojas catches it and throws to first to double up Scott. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Fitzmaurice covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Healy strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Potek moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rojas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 1 in the game. Coluccio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Otis strikes out. 1 out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wolford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to third. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Money trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Briggs strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Healy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coluccio. Healy reaches second base with a double. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Patek strikes out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rojas hits a line drive towards first. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Fitzmaurice covering, for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coluccio hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wolford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Cowens reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett strikes out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Healy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cowens moves to third. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Briggs hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 1, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.